now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called...
Lord God, Heavenly Father, may these words be your words. May we focus on what you want us to focus on this morning. May you be glorified in everything. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. This morning we want to talk a little bit about space. You probably heard a lot about it this month. This is the, 50th? The 50th anniversary of the lunar landing, I believe. Apollo 11. It's all over the place. And even Mike coming to give me another air in space, and all over the place. It's space, and we're kind of going back and saying, well, did it really happen? Number one, yes, it happened. But the idea there is that we went to a place where we've never really touched down before, and it's interesting. This shot right here. Is very popular. You've probably seen it. It is something that they never even thought of. If you take a look at the video footage and what the astronauts were talking about, as they're coming up over the moon, they were only supposed to take pictures of the moon. And so the photographer, the rookie, starts taking pictures of the Earth. And the lead astronaut says, you're really not supposed to do that. You're only supposed to take pictures of the moon. And these became the most iconic pictures from space. And interesting enough, it focused back on this tiny blue dot in the entire universe and how special it was. And so this morning we want to take a look at some of that. Can we talk about space? Oh, wow. That was permission. All right. I want to talk about space this morning. All right. Space and space can be used in different time, this space right here, is a place that everybody has come to because as the church, we come to sing praises to God and we come together as our prayer. You will go home and occupy your own space at home and you will have your own knickknacks and it will be like you. But I want to also talk about that kind of space. Because the astronauts who took this picture were in a space in which they looked at it and they made a conscious decision, and I think it affected a lot of people. So this morning, from Luke chapter 10, open to the back of your worship bulletin, we are going to be in the small space from Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 38, going to verse 42. I think this is rather interesting. If you would read this with me. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. So this is interesting, look at what's happening, and don't overlook it. Jesus is headed down a road, and there is a woman named Martha, and look look what happens. Jesus is going on his way, and Martha is the one who asks God to come into her space, her house. So Martha is the one, Jesus, would you please come into my house? So she is thinking that it would be possible for God to be in the same area as her. So rather interesting is Martha is the one who asks God in. And afterwards, it gets kind of dicey. Because as you know, once you start getting people in, they start coming in. And wherever Jesus goes, he doesn't go usually in this area where it's only him. I mean, when he's followed by a lot of people. So if you can imagine someone coming into your house and inviting one guest, and all of a sudden you got 50. In this little space, Martha is trying to make sure that everyone has enough food to eat. That's not the problem. That is not the problem. The problem being is this. Luke chapter 10, verse 40, if you would read this with me. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? The tone of her voice, number one, and number two, the desperation coming. I think we've all been at this space in time where you're in a situation in which you're overwhelmed, in which things are happening beyond your control. And I think that's where Martha is right now. The problem being is that Martha takes upon too much upon herself. And so rather interesting is, look at that last sentence. Let's reread that. Tell her then to help me. Did you all catch the force of the Greek there? Using an imperative and a subjunctive. Okay, let me get this straight, Martha. The guy who is without time, who is without space, is in your space. The same guy who, at the let there be, and it was, and here he is, that person in your space, and you're going to tell him what to do? Does everyone get that gravity? Everyone's like, well, he should. He's in my space. Does everyone get the gravity of trying to tell God what to do? Lord, would you please help me? Would you please help me right now? Does anyone get the sense in our prayers that our prayers can be something where, God, you need to do what you need to do for me right here and right now? You get that sense of, God, I want to be in control. So as I struggle to be in control of everything, would you please just make sure that the world revolves around me? The problem being is that Martha lost. Martha, this is God. He hears you. He listens. And Martha, he knows even before you even said anything that you were troubled. Do you hear his response? Do you hear his response? You have been troubled by great many things. It's not just this supper. You can almost hear her angst. You can almost hear her as the firstborn. Lord, I've got to take care of the entire family and I need help right now. My siblings, they're not helping out. Do you care that I'm doing this all by myself? How about a little help from somebody else? And the Lord's saying, Martha, what I'm doing right now is preparing you for the future. Because what we don't see in our gospel reading is what is to happen in the future when Lazarus would be dead and in a tomb. And one by one, the women would come up to Jesus and say, "Lord, if you were only here, if you were only here." Martha got it. Martha understood. Martha was hearing, "I know my brother will rise again." They had no clue that Jesus was about to perform a miracle, but they understood the words. And so here this morning, I want to hopefully take a look and see, then what did Martha really want? As we take a look at this picture of space. 1968, I don't remember the year. I don't remember what was going on. Anybody remember 1968? Okay, a lot. Wow. 1968, Vietnam had the assassination, I believe, of Martin Luther King Jr., a guy named after Martin Luther. You take a look at everything that was going on, and here it was, I believe, 1968, and they're going around the moon to prepare for later what would be Apollo 11. And they're going around, they're spinning around this moon that God created in order to give us seasons and time. And interesting enough, 1968, in the midst of turmoil and whatever was happening in this world, the idea there is that this would give some kind of hope. There was supposedly 1 billion people tuning in to hear what they would speak. And interesting enough, of what 1 billion people heard, that it wasn't profound knowledge from them. They chose to read from Scripture what we heard before. That is what they chose to say to 1 billion people as they felt small inside this little capsule, looking all and saying, "Wow, God created all of this. Who are we? Who are we?" And they were mesmerized at the scale of what God created. These guys were not, simple, ordinary guys. I mean, fighter pilots, scientists. And yet at the same time, they looked and said, "All that God has created, we're simply studying. We're in awe of what God has done in this universe. And so what we're going to do is proclaim to 1 billion people who it is that made this, that we're flying around, that we're photographing. This is what God, His handiwork, has done." So is the world getting any better? I don't know. 1968, 50 years later, is it getting any better? Or can we say that we're in a little bit of turmoil? Do we not know who we are? Is the world full of killings, senseless crimes? And the problem being is that the world does not know where to turn. Simply does not know where to turn. 50 years ago, some of the smartest guys brought us back to the Word of God. So can we say, whether you're a Martha or a Mary, what God has for us today is that you be able to sit at the feet of Christ to learn from Him, to take in what you have heard and to pass it along, because there will be times in which you will ask, "Lord, why? Lord, would you please come in and make this situation better?" And when we have that, where is the Lord? What is He doing? Martha, your sister has chosen better. Because what she has from me, because it was Martha who asked God into her space. Martha, she has never stopped wanting to learn from the Word of God, from what proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. This day, this morning, do we have that same hunger to learn from what comes from God's mouth, to take in and learn what God has for us this morning. Because it's really easy to be a Martha, isn't it? Lord, you need to tell these congregation members. You need to tell these people to help to serve because they're not doing what they should, instead of what is the better thing? To take what's at the center of our faith and everything and anything we do from that point on, from learning about Christ as we are stamped by His name, His word, by His water, and created new in Him. To be able to say in the tough times, You created this world, You created me. Lord, may You be glorified in my life, we pray. Lord God, in this space, by these words, may You be glorified in all that happens. Lord God, may we see in the tragedies, may we see in the triumphs, that, Lord God, You are still God reigning from on high. Lord God, we ask this day, may we not look upon our lives and see what we think we have to do. But Lord God, may we, even this morning, as we have the grocery list in hand, may we see, even as we have all the appointments that we have this week, may we see the time You give us to focus on Your word. Lord God, this morning, may we sit, may we kneel, may we stand in Your presence, in Your space. Give to us, Lord God, the words that we need to hear this morning for what's about to happen in our lives. May we go forward in the trust that we have for You, even though we don't know what is to happen next. Lord God, may we glorify You in victory, in death, in suffering, in troubles. May we glorify You, Lord, even though we don't know why. May You come to us and say, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen.